Hey, what's going on, motherfuckers? Ooh, we rocking out in this piece, man.
Right.
I'm the pimp called Jazzy Shadoos, and this debonair motherfucker next to me,
Kamal Altai.
Hell yeah, Kamal Chocolate Fingers Altai. That motherfucker got the chocolate fingers I ever seen in my life.
Chocolate finger in a mug.
Woo, man, some crazy shit going on today. Crazy shit going on today.
Absolutely. What's this shit about North Korea,
man. These guys put this video on the internet. Now, let me explain this to you guys. It is like the worst 1980s high school TV class animation I've ever seen in my life. You remember when you were a kid and used to go get those photos taken and they had those big stars in the background that like sparkled in the four different points?
Absolutely.
That shit was going on in the background, and it was taking itself seriously. So it's got this rocket that they're launching from North Korea, which is it's a nuke, obviously, and it shows it blowing up New York City and the flags burning and whatever, but it's so terrible, and they play it all to what's the song they're playing it to?
We Are the World.
We Are the World, the Michael Jackson tribute song to raise money for Africa. If this doesn't let you know that they're batshit crazy, like, if this is the level of animation and video editing they can do, why would anybody take them seriously? Like, they're so far behind. Like, they're, you know, they're sitting behind there. They got the song going. It should have been more like, North Korea, we're gonna give it the old college try and shoot our nukes up in the sky. And hopefully, yes, hopefully, we'll put it to ya. Dun, dun. We'll put it to ya. Dun, dun. We'll Kim Jong-un ya. Dun, dun. North Korea, we're gonna put it to America. Gonna put it to America. Yeah. Fuck that shit. There's no way in hell they're doing that, man.
Well, hey, it's supposed to be like a dream that this guy is having. Like, there's this guy at the beginning of the video, he's sleeping. And I guess he's just dreaming of, you know, maybe one day our people will get to nuke America. How great would that be? That's
a dream. You know, hold on to that. If that helps you sleep while you're starving.
How's that go, by the way?
You know, in North Korea, I was reading an article the other day, there's such a male-centrist culture that women with big boobs are actually shunned and social outcasts. They actually have to make their boobs look smaller because the male aesthetic is the dominant form in that country.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, chicks with big boobs are, like, passed up on the street. Shit, we need to go to North Korea. Because I'll tell you what, ladies, you North Korean brides, I'll appreciate them knocks. Okay? Right?
Yeah, dude. Oh, wow.
Have you ever had a pearl necklace? No? Hello.
I'm so sad because I have such big boobs. You know what? Don't. That's not a problem.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, my back hurts from walking around with these things. I'm going to get a breast reduction. Shh. We don't talk like that in this house.
Come here.
Let me show you why those things are awesome. Yeah. Motorboating across the Mississippi, Tim. Your wife's tits are amazing. Okay, so getting back to crazy ass North Korea. I love the way the journalist, his name's not on there. I wish I could find it. I'm going to try and find it. But he wrote the article at the end. He's like, the propaganda agency is hilarious, proving that North Korea continues to toe that thin line between evil nuclear rogue state and Borat country. And I couldn't have put it better than that, honestly.
Yeah, we couldn't find the name of the the person that penned that.
I looked, and it was just penned by a guy at MSN. They don't really give them. I'm sure if we researched it a little bit more, but I don't really care that much. Cool guy though.
Send that guy a high five.
High five.
If you're listening, high five, buddy.
Yeah. Well done. And if you're not listening, you just missed some awesome shit.
If you are listening, subscribe.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, and leave a comment, for God's sake.
I don't care if you leave a comment. You guys are fucking douchebags. I'd like that.
I would love that.
I'll take it.
Please call me a douchebag.
Yeah, call me a douchebag. I'm doing my job.
Absolutely. I said it. Yeah, I'll say it again.
You know, I don't want to intentionally push the envelope, but we're going to say what we're going to say. If you don't like that, well,
yeah.
Tell me about it. I want to hear if you get angry that we say something. You're like, man, I'm offended by that. You know?
Yeah.
Cool, why? I want to know, because I don't get offended by anything.
Hey, he'll be just as famous as us, because we'll damn sure bring it up.
All right, let's check out some other crazy news. Jerk Parrot
steals $947 from New Zealand tourist. What an asshole. A Scottish tourist.
Yeah. A Kia Parrot is being sought in the theft of $947 from a Scottish tourist. An RV in New Zealand. Like many petty criminals, Kias often commit crimes of opportunity. So when the victim pulled over for photos at Arthur's Pass on New Zealand's South Island and failed to roll up his windows, the bird saw an open invitation and struck. Kias are especially intelligent birds, as well as being among the biggest jerks in the avian world. Yeah. So they're like the Mormons of the bird world. Right? We're from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Assholes. We're here to take your checks.
Now what I wonder is, do they know the importance of this money? Like, is that why they go for the money?
Who's to say that these birds can't be trained? Some assholes over there in the bushes.
How much you want to bet that's exactly what it is.
Right? Sends them out. The bird, like, scoops up the dude's money. Hauls ass. That dude's off buying a latte. That's a sweet deal. You know? Like, how are they going to prove that? Like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. This bird dropped it. I picked it up. Fucking
somebody
awesome.
Somebody goes to leave their tip on the table. Bird comes by just as the server's coming out to get the tip. Yeah. He's like, you damn bastard. You come back here with my money.
There's an epidemic of tipless patrons sweeping New Zealand. And we want to know, who's the asshole? Film at 11.
Trying to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Dude. It's probably Old Man Withers.
Yeah, if I would have
owned the old abandoned amusement park.
And that's why guns are good, kids. Because if that guy would have been armed, he could have shot that parrot out of the fucking sky and got his money back.
His blood-stained $947. Yeah.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe.
Kamal Altash, I approve this message.
Yeah, I don't approve getting $947 thrown by a bird.
Yeah, well, fuck
I do
that.
Believe I'd have fucked that bird up. We'd have been eating that bird.
I'd be hoofing it, man. I'd be chasing that
hell
bird.
Yeah.
I'd do my best. $947.
Look at that cocky son of a bitch in the picture.
Yeah.
Look at that cocky son of a bitch. What a dick.
I mean, I don't know if birds are capable of smiling, but that's about the closest thing I've seen to a smile.
Look at him, he's on that dude's car door in the picture. He's just perched there like, yeah. I see.
How much you want to bet that's the same bird?
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening. He's like, oh, this bird's great. Look, honey, I'm going to get a picture of this bird.
That bird's in his center console. Or maybe
he's just sitting there.
Or maybe he's the rope-a-dope bird. Like, maybe he sits there for the picture. And the other bird comes in. Flies into the went through the
and
window of the car.
And they fly off together.
Yeah, and they fly off together. He's like, that's my wallet. Did you get a picture? It's my fucking wallet. Oh my God, babe. Our passports were totally in there. It's a big wallet.
Come back with me, purse.
Hey, that's right. Weren't they Scottish?
Scottish.
Can you imagine Sean Connery Come back here, you goddamn bird. Jesus Christ. Took my bloody fucking wallet. He breaks out the Bunderblust. He's out there running across the field. James Bond music's playing. Shut that shit off. I gotta concentrate on this goddamn bird. For Christ's sake. And he fires.
Hey, he was a damn good shot in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
That was a crack shot. I'll put a bullet right in your ass. I got full marks at the academy.
Skeet shooting.
Skeet, 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 skeet shooting. Rough like your mother liked it. Right in her ass. Settle down, laddie.
I'm trying to.
Before I put my foot in your ass. Taste my toes.
That's pretty far.
And I've got athlete's foot, too.
That's just plain immature, man. I've got athlete's foot.
Yeah. All of a sudden, John Madden burst in. Boom! Tough acting to acting.
Oh, well, then you can kiss that athlete's foot goodbye.
Yeah, John Madden's here. I fucking scare the athlete's foot away. Hey, John, you here to tell us some shit we already know about football? Thanks, buddy. I mean, what you want to do is, you want to get the ball downfield, and you want to score 6 points. Well, that's just football. Fuck you, John Madden. Dude, there was nobody more happy they took him out of that game. Yeah, I got to listen to Chris Collinsworth and his buddy, you know, but I can deal with that. It's enough not to hear John Madden going, ooh, laughing at you when you fuck up. His fat-ass judgmental eyes staring at you from the package. Fuck you, John Madden.
I think that's why I didn't play Madden.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
You gotta fucking really know how to play football to play Madden anymore, man. It's so fucking in-depth.
I bet.
The shit you can do, and especially with the Kinect features now, it's ridiculous, man. It's a lot of fun, though. So
what else we have as far as funny news or crazy news?
Well, what else do we have?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Here you go. All right, man.
Lowered sperm count for guys watching TV. Apparently, if you watch how many hours? 20 hours.
More than 20 hours.
More than 20 hours of TV per week.
Yeah.
Just the inactivity
causes
men to have a 44% lower sperm count.
Yeah. Than guys who watch less than that. And the study of 189 men between 18 and 22 also found that those with the highest sperm counts were also the most active, exercising more than 15 hours a week. Nope, snack runs don't count. Yeah, fuck you. What's more, hitting the gym after hours spent in front of the tube doesn't help at all. The inactive watching has already done the damage. I don't have a problem with this. I don't really want kids. So it's like, oh, it lowers my sperm count because I'm lazy. Awesome.
Well, I was thinking about it. I don't think it would really affect me because more often than not, instead of watching TV, I'm playing video games. And when I play video games, I'm usually standing up. I like to be, like, actually kind of close to the
TV. You stand up when you play?
Yeah, dude.
I can't do that.
It gets to be a pain because, well, obviously, because I play so much, my feet start to hurt. So, I'll sit for a lot of it, but...
Well,
I don't sit for 20 hours.
No, well, but in a week, though. Sure, yep. You do.
Not really.
In a week?
Yeah, I stand up most of the time, I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right.
When I'm done playing, I lay down to sleep.
Well, I sure as fuck
don't. I don't sit a whole lot.
When I get home, well, I work two jobs, but when I get home, I'm either asleep or I'm sitting down. I'm not doing a whole lot of running around.
I sit on my brakes, though, at work.
Well, everybody sits on their brakes. That's why it's a fucking brake. Like, I'm not standing up on my brake. That's not going to fucking happen. If you see me doing that, I'm going home. Because I just clocked out and it wasn't just break. You know, I'm going home.
Break time. Oh, no chairs.
Break time
no
till chairs. Tomorrow. But, like, the people that did this, were the British Journal of Sports Medicine. The British.
Okay. Does that have to do with anything?
I don't think the British get out all too much, man. It's always raining and cloudy and fucking... They're sitting around drinking tea.
I mean, yeah, it is pretty rainy over there pretty often, I'm sure, but...
Yeah.
There's something they gotta get out to do.
Right.
I don't know, man.
I'm just saying, like... I don't know. I don't really trust the Brits on telling me when that my sperm count's lower.
The Download Festival out there.
Yeah.
That's something to do.
The Download Festival?
Yeah.
What's the Download Festival?
You never heard of it? Okay, well, Download Festival is this, I think it's 3 or 4 day festival that they hold in England. And it's got all kinds of musical acts from, I'd say, probably the 90s to recent years. I've seen performances from bands that basically I thought had already thrown in the towel. On yeah. YouTube, you know, performances from Download Festival, and it's just great, man. It seems like a lot of fun, but porta potties,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Oh. Like, 3-4 days, yeah. No, thank you.
Did you see the YouTube video where the guy washes his hands in the urinal trough, thinking it was like the sink? He was so fucked up.
I did not see that. Yeah, and I don't want to see that. Oh, that blue water. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like I don't like that whole like outdoor concert thing that goes on for more than one day. Yeah. You know, I don't want to be there.
No, if they let you leave the grounds, go home, shower, take a nap, come back the next day,
right?
That'd be great. I'd be all about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, if I can go back to the hotel, I don't want to be there like camped out like those people do. They get all dirty.
Yeah,
because who wants to bang a bunch of sweaty old musty chicks? Like that's not me, all covered in mud.
He go to a mosh pit. Everybody just stinks, bro. Oh my god. Oh, it'd be terrible.
Okay, well, Valentine's Day is coming up. No, for those of us water. who couldn't give two shits about this useless holiday,
I couldn't give the better half of one.
But for those of you that like this whole charade where the men buy women lavish gifts and we get the same pussy we got yesterday, this might be for you. Valentine's Day gifts that will end your relationship. So, fellas, if you want to get rid of this slut, this is the way to do it. This is the worst Valentine's Day ever. Guy holding a sign in the picture next to his girlfriend. That will pretty much do it. I mean, yeah. She looks happy, right? In the picture? Oh,
yeah. She's a just bright beam of sunshine.
Okay. Valentine's Day gifts that will end your relationship. Number 18. Sex checks. Basically, this is a checkbook where you make your girlfriend write, like, basically IOUs to fuck you, okay? That's not sexy. That's not attractive. You're definitely not going to get laid that night if that is a main part of your gift itinerary. I mean, as a gag, maybe. But you know some asshole is putting that, like, in the bag and wrapping it up and thinking he's clever.
Now, one thing's for damn sure. If, he signs one of these and goes to have it redeemed, it better be redeemed right then and there. No questions asked. Exactly how he wants it. So if he wants to try it in the butt, guess what?
This sex check is legal.
You're going tender. Down an avenue you haven't gone down before.
Buying your girlfriend a gym membership. You know, I mean, unless you're going to go with her, like unless you buy her a membership and you're already going and you want her to be a part of that with you. Because they say couples that work out together usually have a better relationship. And I can believe that. Yeah. But don't buy her one and you're not going to the gym. That's like, wow.
You know, we've been having problems. You know, you're kind of big. So, get small again. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
It'll make me happy. You want to make me happy, don't you?
Yeah. You don't want me to fuck other women, right? Then skinny up. Because your friend Lisa has hungry eyes. Hungry.
Hungry eye for the hungry guy.
Yeah.
I'm a hungry guy.
Yeah. I'm going to treat her like Jennifer Grey. I'm Patrick Swayze style, all right? And that's how it's going to go down. I don't want to do that.
Porn.
Ah, yeah. Porn, yeah. While one generally wants Valentine's Day to culminate in some sexually awesome activities, the gift of porn most likely strikes, did you say the wrong tone?
Well, yeah, you know, who's to say you don't know exactly what your significant other is into as far as porn is concerned? I know I, for one, there's certain things that I watch and it doesn't do a thing for me.
Well, yeah. But if it's early in the relationship, this is definitely not a go. Now, once you've become comfortable with each other and you've been together for a while and you know each other's ins and outs of their sexuality.
Basically, when you come home and it's naked time.
Right. Exactly. Then you can put on some porn and, like, maybe act out what's going on in the porn or, like, try to, like, let's do a position we haven't done that we see in a porn.
Or laugh about the production quality.
Or laugh about the production quality and then have some sex. Whatever. Porn is probably not going to be your best bet unless your girlfriend is a freak and you guys are into some kinky shit. Good on you. So, alright. So, what the fuck? Sleepwalk With Me on DVD? How what the fuck? How is that?
It's a great movie, and we could not love it more, but Mike Birbiglia,
he's a comedian.
Directorial debut is so painfully honest about a relationship that isn't meant to be. It's inspired several breakups, and you want to save this one for any other holiday.
Wow, you know what? I really want to see that now. I didn't even know Birbiglia did a movie. He's hilarious, this guy.
I don't even know who he is.
Oh, he's a trip. I'll have to show you some stand-up of his. The Tandem Glove. What the fuck?
So you can have hold hands. Have you seen hands. This? Wow, that's retarded. I've never seen this before in my life.
This just screams codependence. You don't want your partner reevaluating your relationship with his or her therapist on Valentine's Day. Okay, let's look at this picture, okay? This girl looks like Sally Baptist.
And the girl next to her looks like a 12-year-old boy.
That's not a girl.
It looks like it's a girl.
It does look like a crazy lesbian with her spiky hair and shaved on the side.
It's got the spiky hair and it's got, yeah.
Maybe that is.
It might be, bro. Wow. I would be the least bit surprised.
Hey, good on you, man. Look at that. Equal opportunity in advertising. Two lesbionics holding hands in the uniglove.
Yeah, we got the lipstick and the nun.
Okay, but the Tandem Glove, though? The Tandem Glove.
Yeah, it's a horrible
idea. I want Tandem.
It's right up there with the Jump to Conclusions.
No, I want Tandem Pants.
They're called JNCOs.
No. So, like, you're linked together while you're walking. You can put your hands in each other's pockets, and there's no pockets. Right?
So it just looks like you want a finger pocket.
Right. So it looks like you're just walking with your hands crossed. Yeah.
You still got to reach for the finger pop, though. That makes it so obvious.
Oh, I know, but
when you reach down,
not if you're sitting down, though. Like, say you're sitting on a park bench enjoying the evening.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Yeah. You guys have both had some drinks. It's a cool night air. You're feeling the love. You finger pop her.
And she gives you an H-shove.
Yeah, she turns around and, you know, she looks at you in the eye and starts giving you an old-fashioned. That's romantic. So fuck this glove thing. What are you going to do? Play finger? Look at me. Play holding your hand. Now our hands are sweaty because we live in Florida. Like, who's wearing a glove? That only works up north.
That'd be terrible. What if somebody, like, stops to pick up a quarter, and the other person's still walking.
Ooh!
You know what I'm saying?
That does have consequences. That is really like a, hey, let's go take a stroll kind of glove. You know, that's not like, let's go do some activities.
Yeah. They go to catch the train, one makes it, the other one doesn't.
I'm going to save this picture and post this to the Yeah, I Said It Facebook, because when you really look at this, it looks like they're Siamese twins that never got cut off. Like, their family didn't have enough money to get a doctor good enough to separate their hands. So they're poor, and they're Siamese twins.
I don't know, their jackets look pretty clean.
Okay. So they're Christians, then. that believe God wanted them to be that way. So they left them. Because we can't use science or anything, that would only be too logical.
right, what's six?
Huh?
What's six? Motivate.
Oh, well, yeah, we're on. Yeah, shit. Okay, here we go. The 50 Shades of Grey toy collection? I don't know. I think some of the girls that I've been with would actually appreciate this toy collection. Let's save that picture and post it on the Yeah, I Said It Facebook, and we're going to do a survey about you girls.
That looks like a whole lot of fun stuff, though.
Look at that. There's like an anal bead thing for her, and like a cat of nine tails. Now, this is all for her, because in 50 Shades of Grey, the guy is the dominant one, and she's the submissive sex, you know, slave in their relationship. Yeah, these books, man, these women love them, man. They've been reading the fuck out of them. It's like all these women secretly want to be dominated. Really, these housewives and shit, they're big into this shit. So it's like, to me, that says secretly, like, even though they're like super feministas now and they want equality and all that, sexually, these women are so turned on by the fact they're being dominated by this guy.
Huh.
Harkens back to some 1950s-esque action that doesn't happen enough, if you ask me. Okay, let me go. All
right, so number seven.
Buy this for your girl. I don't care what this thing says. This thing is awesome. It's got blindfolds and vibra touches and riding and crops. Cuffs. And that's a butt plug, a cock ring.
Oh, it's got anal beads.
Anal beads, all kinds of accoutrement, handcuffs. Restraints. That's a prostate stimulator for you. Wow, this is in depth. How much is this?
I think I see a gag in there, too.
Yeah, it's a ball gag. Oh, yeah. Get that for your girl. I don't care what this damn thing says. Moving on. Sex scratch-offs. At this point, actual scratch-off lotto tickets would be more desirable.
Wow. Absolutely.
That is tacky.
Let's see.
Get lucky and sexy results.
Sexy results? None of them say blowjob.
This is the stuff you find at Spencer's that collects dust that nobody ever buys. Now, if you want to buy something...
Everyone's a winner with sex scratch.
No, you want to buy something really fun for Valentine's Day, if you want to take it to the sexual department, fellas, the dice.
Yeah.
Those sexual dice are fantastic.
One has like a verb on it, the other one's...
You buy the sexual dice and bring home a copy of the Kama Sutra, happy Valentine's Day.
There you go. That's classy.
That is classy. Take her out to eat someplace nice like the Melting Pot. I had to do that once. I spent fucking $90 cooking my own food.
Oh!
Yeah, fuck the Melting Pot. Fondue. It's a fondant. Okay, here we go. Number eight. We're never going to get done with this. Fresh balls. What?
Fresh balls. What the fuck is that?
Honey, we need to talk.
Fresh balls. Fresh, a solution so for men. No shit.
Okay, I'm saving that picture because that's hilarious. Fresh balls.
I want to know what fresh balls is. I'm gonna have to.
So fresh and so dry. Yeah, Google that. I want to find out. We're gonna check out fresh balls. Sounds like taint right. ten things. Okay. Instructional TED Talks. Oh, man, I love this. Because I watch these TED Talks. It's like where a bunch of smart people get around and tell you about all kinds of awesome stuff. Yeah, this isn't going to go over well. 10 things you didn't know about orgasm. Yeah, don't make her watch that talk.
Nah.
Because she's going to tell you 20 things that you don't know about how to give her one. Guaranteed. Do not go down that road. It is a road you do not wish to travel unless you want to know about every sexual fucking inequality that you have. Don't do that. Oh, that just sounds horrible. Moving on. Visa gift card. Do not get her a Visa gift card. Fellas, that's just impersonal. That's like saying, hey, honey, happy Valentine's Day. I want to get laid, but not that much. Right? Or like, I got you that, but you're paying for dinner. With the Visa gift card. It's like buying her an Olive Garden gift card and then going to the Olive Garden and asking her to use it. Don't worry, honey, I got the tip. Get the fuck out of here. Okay, moving on. Number 11. A snake. I don't even think that's going to be a viable option. Who would give somebody a snake on Valentine's Day? A snake can be an amazing pet for the right person, but as a Valentine's gift, it probably sends the wrong message. Right, well, I mean, if you would know if your girlfriend would like a snake or not. and like she'd been talking about getting a snake or something. That's not something you spring on somebody and go, hey, here's your snake, and then it eats her kitten, you know, like.
And of course it's got to do the great thing where it dislocates his jaw, makes it all dramatic.
Yeah. She comes in, there's just a big lump in her belly. And her fucking tags sitting on the floor. There's fur all over the place. Fuck yeah. Moving on. The complete Saw collection on Blu-ray. No, I disagree with that. What if your girl's really into horror movies and she likes Saw? That's a thoughtful gift.
Yeah.
Once again, these are... I think these are just like... for the bitchy girl. Like, really? Like, what... If your girlfriend's into horror movies and she likes Saw, I think that would be awesome if you got her the collection. I mean, you'd obviously do something else.
Yeah, you'd have to, you know...
You know, hit dinner
it from the back
and,
while she's yeah. watching it. I don't know.
You know, dinner and a movie or something? I don't know. Oh, look at that thing. Oh, massage my God. Chair. A massage chair? Buying a gift that's clearly for you. You will be just another example of your failure as a partner.
Yeah, basically, yeah, I if kinda, you buy something like yeah. that, you buy it for you.
That is true, because you know that is really a man's apparatus. Hey, a dude, massage chair?
I think this picture is going to have to go on there.
Yeah. Don't buy
that. That's a so nice comfortable. Picture.
Look, I'll buy you whatever you want for Valentine's Day, as long as I get this for my birthday. Massage chair. Because your fingers are bony. I don't like to deal with that shit.
A Bible.
Wow, get her a Bible?
Even if you're devoutly religious, we can't see how this would satisfy anyone's Valentine's Day wishes, even if it did come with the accompanying graffiti of the picture that they got on here. It says, God's Valentine, read the ultimate love letter, the Bible. Wow. Oh, yeah. That's...
Yeah, read the ultimate love letter full of genocide and slavery and terrible things.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Love you.
You got the plague. You know?
I hope.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. Hope frogs don't fall in your sky. Happy Valentine's Day. Hope you don't get your firstborn killed by the angel of God. But he loves you. All right, we're moving on. Fat girl six pack. Pretty sure this is a no-brainer, but just in case. What is this, the fat girl six pack?
I don't know. And all I could find...
Oh, it's tummy toning gel.
No shit.
With ingredients that are guaranteed to give her abs.
Wow.
Yeah, moving on. A name tattoo. Ooh, yeah, do not tattoo your name.
No.
Or her name on you, fellas.
Don't do that.
That's just stupid.
Look, I won't even get my absolute favorite music group of all time tattooed on me.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's finite. The band is going to end eventually. Yeah. And
dude, I won't even get a box tattoo.
I can remember them. I can listen to them. I don't need to wear them on my skin.
All right, this is the one from the beginning. Everyone likes to say they don't care about Valentine's Day, but the bottom line is that no one wants to feel forgotten or unappreciated by the person they're with, especially you're soon not to be ex, or you're soon to be ex. Yeah, that's really bad. He's holding the sign.
This is the worst Valentine's Day ever. He's got sunglasses on. How much you want to bet he's crying?
Right. And number 18. Nothing. Because they fucked up.
No. That's 18 pictures.
Oh.
17 reasons.
Oh, it was 17 reasons?
Or, no, 17 things.
Well, I'm fucking retarded then.
Well, no, I pointed it out earlier. I don't think you heard me.
No.
That's alright.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's fine.
What are you gonna do? Yeah, Beyonce's halftime show. Boring.
I wouldn't know. I didn't get to watch the Super Bowl.
Like,
I was sleeping.
Ever since the wardrobe malfunction of the saggy Janet Jackson titty, I've had to deal with subpar Super Bowl shows. Okay, yes, Beyonce is hot, and so are the other girls from Destiny's Child, and it's nice that she gave him $5 to come back and sing a song with her. But where is my awesome halftime show, man? Where's, like, I want to see some badassness, you know, again. Like, I'm tired of this foo-foo stuff. Like, you know what? I like Justin Bieber okay. He's a good kid. I don't want to see him at the Super Bowl halftime show.
They should put Death Clock on there.
Death Clock would be awesome. But then the place would fill with blood and probably burn to the ground.
Halftime show would have to be at the end of the game after the teams leave.
Yeah. And everybody has vacated.
Or signed a pain waiver.
Yes, a pain waiver. Any kind of waiver.
I definitely want to be in the cream section because I don't want to be boiled alive by coffee.
No. Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber are back together again, and the world cares why.
You know, I don't.
Good on him, though, because that chick is banging hot, man.
She is beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the two of them together, that's just a shitload of money going around.
Yep.
You gotta love that.
Probably some cute kids. Hopefully they don't have kids.
Yeah, well, who knows? They're fucking rich. It doesn't matter if they have kids. There's no real consequences. I just name them stupid names and send them to private schools.
Yeah, but then when they get older, they're going to be douchebags with a lot of money. And that's...
Well, that's also not cool. That's also not cool. Oh, so I got an update on Star Wars Episode 7.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, apparently J.J. Abrams has said that the 2015 date is probably not reasonable. He would like to take his time and do a Star Wars that all the fans are going to be able to appreciate and something that he would be proud of. So we're looking probably at like 2016, which is good. Wouldn't you say?
Year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll be willing to wait if somebody says, hey, I need the time to make it awesome. That's cool. That's understandable.
Yeah. And I think that that shows the fans that are really nervous about this right now, maybe a little solidarity and a little hope that they're going to be taking this seriously and it's not going to be Disney Star Wars.
Yeah, that's the one thing most people seem to be concerned about is, oh, I don't want it to be a Disney Star Wars.
Right. And I think that that's how it's going to be approached, and I'm happy that they're going with that. And he did such a fantastic job with Star Trek that...
Yeah, I was actually very impressed with that Star Trek movie, man. Except, It reminded me a lot of Mass Effect, and you brought up the point that the new game they got coming out for Star Trek is basically Mass Effect.
Yeah, well, we talked about it in the last podcast. In fact, I'm going to bring it up on YouTube when we get done, and you can check it out. For those of you who haven't seen it and you like Mass Effect and you've played it, do yourself a favor and go out there and watch this video on YouTube of the gameplay trailer from the new Star Trek. I think it's Edge of Darkness, I think that's what it's called.
Sure.
The movie and the game.
Couldn't tell you.
And go out there and watch that and tell me it's not Mass Effect. Please. Because it looks just like it. It really does, man. I half thought the elusive man was going to pop out from around the corner and go, gotcha, it's Mass Effect.
Resistance is futile.
Yeah, I like the fact that the game looks really good. I think I would actually play it, but I would play it because it looks like and plays like Mass Effect.
Yeah. Mass Effect is really fun to play.
It is. So I'd imagine a Star Trek game like that would be fun to play if it was like Mass Effect.
I would actually care about Star Trek.
I would actually enjoy the storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that shitty MMO you came out with that was supposed to be awesome and it really just did not deliver.
I wouldn't know. I never played it myself, but yeah, I did hear a lot of... Not so good.
Did we talk about Grand Theft being pushed back to September 17th?
I don't believe we did. Yeah, we just did.
Yep. Grand Theft Auto pushed back to September 17th. I was wrong about the May release date, even though that I found out that was actually intentionally the plan, but they'd really like to fine-tune the game and get a lot of the features polished and make sure it's a really good game for us when it comes out. The co-op mode is going to be fantastic.
Sounds like a new thing, a new trending thing.
Yeah.
Delays.
Well,
with everything.
Delays are okay.
Star Wars with Grand Theft Auto.
Delays are okay when you know that the game is going to be done well and they're going to fix things and make it better. Star Wars 1313 being delayed until the next gen, not a surprise. And I'm feeling great about it because it's looking like, ladies and gentlemen, that this year is going to be the year of the new console releases. That's right. The new year. Because February 20th, Sony, you may have seen the commercial during the Super Bowl, has a big announcement. And from what I saw, it looked like a system, but it was very up close, so it was like a wide shot of it, you know? But with things swirling all around it and the PlayStation logo, and you couldn't really tell what it was, and they made a big deal about, you know, PlayStation, February 20th, you know? So, I've been told at my job to expect that to happen. I'm not confirming that, but we are awaiting, in fact, the call to tell us for sure that it's happening. But obviously, if the PlayStation is coming out this year, the Xbox is going to follow suit, and it would make sense because now that I think about it, it was the winter of 05 when the Xbox came out.
Yeah. I remember that because I was on security detail.
Yeah, he was on security detail when I was at Circuit City, but when they were still around to get it. And a buddy of mine had told me to come to Circuit City that morning, and it would be there. And this was like was it the day it launched or the day after it launched?
It was the day after.
The day after it launched. And so I showed up. I had my best friend next to me running security in case anybody got wily. We got in.
Well, no. We went in separate.
That's true.
We didn't want to be seen as, you know,
together
a party. He goes in. He goes to the customer service place to pick up the system because apparently that's where he had to pick it up. And I'm perusing the musical selection all the while, looking over over the racks and whatever. As soon as he gets his package, I say I'm done looking. We both go walking out to our respective vehicles. He pulls out first. I follow him all the way
home. Right. And that was...
Because we actually heard several accounts of people being followed robbed to their homes.
Yeah.
Beaten up or shot.
Yep.
And, just for the Xbox.
Yeah.
Or PlayStation 3.
So that was 2005 in the holiday. It's an odd year. Consoles are released on odd years. It would make sense that it would be this year and not 2014.
Yeah.
And it's been 9 years. I mean, come on. We gotta move it along.
There's only so much you can do with software updates.
Well, it'll be 9 years almost when it comes out. So
there's a point where you gotta update the hardware as well. So.
Yeah, because, you know, computers have moved far beyond what they're doing right now because of the longer lifespan of these consoles. When it used to be 5 years, we were getting a new console. It went to 9. So, or will be 9 when it finally comes out. So that's just, you know, we're going to have to get used to these long cycles of consoles, I think. And I'm interested to see how the Steam Box is going to shake things up. The new console coming out from Steam.
Never heard of it.
Well, you know Steam, right? It's the online company owned by Valve.
Yeah, I bought Geometry Wars off of them while my Xbox was being serviced. I needed my fix, so I got you. Steam.
Yeah, man. Well, Steam's great, and so they have this console coming out called the Steam Box, and basically it's going to hook up online and function exactly like Steam does on your computer for those people that don't have high-end computers to play games on. So that's going to be pretty cool for people that would like to have the option of being able to get in on the good deals on Steam sales, because Steam sales on games are amazing. They discount the shit out of games when they put stuff on sale.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's something to think about, kids. Get ready for the next gen because it's coming a lot sooner than you think. And I guarantee you that Sony and Microsoft have no urge to let the Nintendo Wii U be the only one out there right now taking up the market. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You lost me, man. Look, you're not asking questions. You just... talking.
I'm sorry. Anyway, so we'll get back to Star Wars. Now a lot of the original cast is signed on. What do you think this means? I mean, do you think we're gonna get the Heir to the Empire stuff, or do you think we're gonna get Thrawn trilogy all at the same time with Heir to the Empire? It's the same thing, but are we gonna get Dark Empire?
I really have no idea. I think Dark Empire would be really cool.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that also mean that it would basically be Luke's ghost, and that's it.
In what? Dark Empire?
Yeah.
No, Dark Empire is where Luke turns to the dark side under the 30-year-old Emperor. You're thinking of Legacy.
Oh, okay, Dark Legacy. You're right.
It's not Dark Legacy. It's just Legacy.
Okay, well, whatever.
All right, anyways. So, but what I'm saying is, I don't know what we're going to get, but Boba Fett is still in the equation. We got to remember. Well, yeah, he gets out of the Sarlacc pit.
I know that.
Well, yeah.
I never heard of him doing anything after that.
You never heard the story of how he actually ends up dying?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty... Well, you don't know that he's dead. Basically, what happened is this whole story with this Jedi orb floaty guy named Cito Bask or something like that. I can't remember the whole name right now. And Star Wars fans, they're going to be pissed off at me that I'm not remembering it right now. But trust me, I know the story. Anyway... The whole thing ends up where they're trapped in this huge gas nebula, okay? And they disable Slave One. Like, he can't do anything. It's just floating dead in space. And they take off out of the nebula. And this nebula spans, like, huge distances. And you can't see anything. There's no the electromagnetic interference is fucking crazy. He's done. He's dead. He's floating in this huge gas nebula expanse. Just there. No one knows he's there. No power.
Damn it.
And that's how Boba Fett's left. So you don't know if he ever makes it out of there, but the odds of somebody just happening along inside the nebula are pretty slim.
Now, he was there under what terms? Was he following?
He was going after Solo. Yeah.
Now, he may have told somebody he was going somewhere or left something.
You never know, but you're left to believe that's the last time you see him or see him alive, is in that part, and so
damn it,
it's kind of left up to the reader, I think, what happens to him. But that's kind of cool. I mean, it's a bitch way to go out. That sucks. First a Sarlacc pit, then just drifting in space.
Damn, it's damn, your time to go, buddy.
Damn, Boba. At least your dad got it quick. You gotta float around there and run out of rations.
Hey, show of hands, who else wanted to see his head come out of that?
Yeah!
When Boba picked it up.
I wanted to see it just drop. That's my dad!
I'm told, actually, I've not checked it since I heard it, but I'm told that you actually see his head go separate ways of the helmet when
it's
first cut off. Yeah, you see it like in his shadow or something.
Then you know it sucks they can't show that. But maybe now that Lucas isn't involved, maybe Star Wars gets a little more mature.
That's what I'm looking forward to in 13-13.
Yeah. But I'm thinking it may happen in these movies. Honestly, Disney's going to have their own ways of getting the kids involved. They're going to be doing a lot more Clone Wars type of shows, a lot more cartoony stuff to get the kids involved. You got J.J. Abrams on board. This is going to be an adult Star Wars movie. I'm predicting it right now. Mark this down. I predict that this Star Wars is going to be a very adult Star Wars. That yes, children may still be able to go watch it, but I think it may even go for the first time. I'm going to say it. PG-13. And I know that sounds pussified as hell, but for a Star Wars movie, that's gangsta.
Yeah. Look, if Lord of the Rings could get away with PG-13... with heads being lobbed over ramparts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Star Wars is definitely due for some PG-13 action.
I think we're owed that, honestly, yeah. After the last outing.
Because that shit is dark, man.
Yeah.
Dark side's no joke. No joke.
The t-shirt's made, the dark side is no joke. Don't laugh.
That shit is legit.
It's not funny. Make him pay the price for his lack of vision. Emperor Palpatine is a little on the dark side. I'm going to make him pay a price for his lack of vision. Zap.
Zap.
Zap. Oh, Vader, everything's so black in here. It's black, 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 black.
That's why I made the red guards. It gives it a splash of color. It's so dark.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
Oh, carry on.
But in this scenario, Vader is obviously his bitch or his man. You know, like
he's a gimp.
Yes, my master.
It's hard to speak around a ball gag.
And quit calling me your master around the men. Jesus Christ. That's only for when we... Now mind your P's and Q's and get out there and go find that Skywalker sumbitch. I don't care if he is your son. I want some. Show him the true nature of the Force. Mm-mm. Pound it. Man, we've gone a little crazy today, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, good lord. Strike me down with your furious anger and your hatred. Mm. Tastes so good. Ooh!
And I'm spent.
I got my Christmas goose early. You don't know the power of my backside. I'm about to.
Sounds like the Emperor is well versed.
Yeah. The Emperor knows his way around the cock.
The fabulous misadventures of the Emperor.
I spent many a nights on the shuttle Tridarian. Dock that son of a bitch, dock it. Hey, Darth Vader, call me later. Oh, well, meanwhile, back at the ranch. Well, I think that's going to about wrap it up for us today, man. As usual, I'm Jesse Shadoos.
I'm Kamal Altash.
You guys have an awesome week. Peace.